Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Welcome to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching, and I am a clinical sexologist. You will be able to find me on eroscoaching.com. Today, I have a guest who is not a sexologist or a tantrika. She is actually a business owner, and her name is Sharon Hayes. She's a serial entrepreneur with a long track record of both developing her own on and offline businesses, as well as providing support services to help other entrepreneurs to do the same. She's the CEO of Front Space, a digital marketing agency focused on helping coaches, consultants, authors, and experts build their audiences and increase their profits. Her agency, Front Space, is focused on providing strategical assistance and training along with marketing and technology implementation services. She's a big believer in giving back and has a free Facebook community for entrepreneurs at metribe.com. That's metribe.com. So on to the title of today's show. The title today is long and it's called How Entrepreneurs and Executives Can Thrive by Integrating Sexuality and Spirituality into Their Lives. Today's show, Sharon will be sharing with us her reasons, the reasons why entrepreneurs and executives overlook integrating sexuality and spirituality into their everyday lives and the toll this can take. We'll be looking at the myths surrounding this and offer listeners some simple strategies to reprioritize sexuality and spirituality to ultimately live a more balanced and happier life. And if there's time, we will go deeper into the specifics of how women may find it challenging to get and keep their alpha and beta balance. I love that. So let's welcome Sharon.
Thanks so much, Martha. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
I'm so glad you are able to come onto this show. I know you are really busy. And Sharon happens to own Frontline, which I use to help me with all my IT services. And that's how I got to know Sharon. And I've been working with her for quite some time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a pleasure working with you on a regular basis, Martha.
I things come up and it's so good that your team are just on it all the time.
That's great. That's great. I know we really try to make it easier for people that are experts in non-technical and non-marketing areas so they can focus on the things that they do best and we can basically take care of the rest.
Besides Frontline, I know you have a lot of experience and you have many other things going on. So could you just explain briefly with listeners what your expertise really is in?
Sure, sure. So I've been in business now for just over 25 years. And Over this time, I've built several dozen different companies. And I've also had a number of different businesses that have worked with clients from small businesses to large corporations in helping them in business development, whether that's marketing, general business strategy, or IT as well.
And what made you get into this? Is it, to make money? How did you get into business, I guess?
Well, the first thing, when I first started my first business, I was actually still in business school and I was working full time with going to business school and working for Canada's largest company at the time. And I was told on a Friday, right before a new school semester was starting, that I didn't have a job on Monday. And I decided from that point on, I didn't want to leave my future and my financial livelihood in someone else's hands again. Wow. So I've I've created a number of businesses, and I keep getting drawn back to the idea of helping others with their businesses, because for me, that's what makes my heart sink, you know, and I think it's important for all of us that we spend our working hours. I mean, we spend more time working than we do anything but sleeping. So it's important that the work that we do has some meaning for us. And for me to be able to help clients in the way that we do and do it from a place of integrity and such, that's really fulfilling for me personally.
Yeah. Your business is really helping me for sure. And you were the one who actually suggested to me that I should have a podcast.
yeah, absolutely.
So Arrows Evolution wouldn't have happened if not for you.
Well, that's great. That's great. I'll be happier when you're celebrating your fifth year of the show and you've got millions of listeners and fans. I see it coming, Martha.
Thank you. I have learned so much along the way, and I'm so happy that you're here. It feels like it's come, you know, like full circle in some way. And I was really happy that you're here.
Awesome.
So in today's topic, I mean, I'm really glad that you came out with this topic, because who better to talk about businesses than you? And in your work with clients, how do you see sexuality and spirituality coming into play?
Yeah, that's a great question to start off with. So I've worked with a lot of large corporations over the years, but over the last few years, most of my work has been with smaller and medium-sized businesses. So a lot of my work, at least in the early stages, is directly with the owner of the business. And often clients come to us and they have specific ideas in mind of what they want to do with their businesses. And most of the time, what they want to do with their businesses is focused on income goals. And, you know, I just talked before, Martha, about how important it is with our work for something to be really fulfilling.
Yeah.
So there's a misconception that if you make more money in your business, that you're going to end up being happier. And the same thing is true, not just for business owners, but also for executives, leaders, and professionals. And the thing is money doesn't lead to happiness at all. And, you know, sure, money is important. Okay. You know, it's nice to not have to worry about paying our bills and not have to worry about the rent or mortgage being paid. But over the years, I've seen this pattern happen. People will work crazy hours to grow their business or advance their careers. And they set goal after goal and they meet their goals. But then they reach their goals and they find out they're still not happy. They have all this stuff and they might have money, but they're not happy at the end of it. So a lot of the work we do with clients on the upfront, although we're focused on helping clients grow their businesses, we always start off with this more holistic approach where we look at their entire life. And there's this exercise I like to take clients through where I literally will get them to go through and rate their level of happiness from 1 to 10 in different areas of their lives. And then I'll ask them to answer, what would it look like for things to be a 10? And two of these life areas are sexuality and spirituality.
Okay?
So the funny thing is this, the more aggressive someone is about their goals for their business, typically the lower they're satisfied with sexuality and spirituality in their lives. You know, there's almost this inverse correlation for a lot of people, and that leads to huge dissatisfaction. And here's the thing, you know, I asked them what it would take for things to look like to be a 10, and it often doesn't take a lot of time in order to do that. People generally know what they should be doing to get to the 10. The problem is they put everything ahead of these things. You know, it becomes less important for them to do these things and more important for them to be focused on their business and the financial aspects.
Whoa. So you said, their satisfaction with sexuality is inverse with what?
With their success rate.
Success rate.
Yeah. So the more successful they are in business, the more money they're making, the less happy they are about their sexuality and spirituality.
Oh, no. So why can't, you know, it be worked out that we can have it all?
Well, we can. We can. And I'd like to share a little later some specific tips on how to be able to get this balance. But here's the thing is that, you know, so often when working with people, they know that there's this void that goes beyond the money and the business part of it. And they know that these two areas are lacking for them, but they don't connect the void and the unhappiness that they have with not being proactive in these two areas. You know, it's easy, for example, you know, for the male executive to come home, take his suit off, and to go into shorts and a t-shirt, grab a beer out of the fridge or pour a glass of wine and sit down in front of the TV. And that's his day. And the same thing for the woman, that she comes home and what happens is she gets into sweatpants and a t-shirt, you know, maybe the husband's t-shirt or something like this. And sexuality and spirituality, they're tired. You know, they've had a long day. These things are not important to them.
Yeah, I always tell my clients that, you know, if they put in 120% into their work, then what's left for their relationship and sex life?
Exactly.
Yeah, and they stare blankly at me and they have no idea. They're just overextended at work, and that's why they don't feel they have any energy when they come home.
Right. But it's kind of like exercise. You know, it's exercise. We know we should be doing it. We know when we exercise, we sleep better. We have more energy. But it comes down to this prioritization issue where we don't want to schedule it first. So it doesn't happen. And as a result, it becomes this increasing void, this increasing unhappiness for us.
So when you get your clients to rate the different areas of their lives, we'll come back and talk more about the different areas. I'm just curious, what are the different areas you get your clients to rate?
Soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Om Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
Wow. Welcome back to Eros Evolution, and today we are talking about how entrepreneurs and executives can thrive by integrating sexuality and spirituality into their lives. And we have Sharon Hayes, who is a serial entrepreneur and the CEO of Front Space. You can actually join her free Facebook community for entrepreneurs at metribe.com. That's metribe.com. And of course, her agency is called frontspace.com. And just before the break, I was trying to squeeze in a question about the different areas in which Sharon gets her clients to rate their level of happiness in the different areas of their lives. So Sharon, what are the different areas besides sexuality and spirituality?
Sure thing. Yeah, that's a great question. So obviously finance is one of them. Mm-hmm. So coming after that is their professional life. So whatever that looks like. Now, here are the other things that I think are really important when we look at overall life balance, and they do tie definitely into sexuality and spirituality. One of them is relationships, you know, and relationships that's not just with your spouse, your partner, and so on, but your children. It's with members in your community, other members of your family, your friends, and so on. Another area is continuing your education or learning. And that's something that I often find is put on the back burner with people who are struggling. And here's the interesting thing that people that find their track to success to be much faster and smoother actually prioritize learning. They may not prioritize necessarily sexuality and spirituality, but they do prioritize learning into their lives. Mm-hmm. So those are, you know, the other key areas where I think it's important when we're looking at overall life balance that it's kind of like legs of a stool where you want to have these things all at the same optimal level. And here's an interesting thing that I found overall, and this goes back to, remember, two of the core areas are sexuality and spirituality, is that your level of success, if you're an ambitious person, is always going to be capped off overall by the lowest number when you do this rating of 1 to 10 in each of your areas. Oh. So if sexuality is only a 1 for you, you're not going to have this balance overall, and you're never going to be able to hit your peak potential of what you could in your business.
I love what you're saying.
Good. You know, it's the first time I ever explained it to somebody that way, so I'm glad it was clear.
Oh, yeah, I got it totally. We are limited by our weakest link. Oh, you know, like our...
Exactly. Yeah.
The very thing that we're not good at is the very thing that limits us. Sure, it totally makes sense.
You know, and those are all really, really key areas because, you know, here's an interesting thing is I used these areas and rating for over a decade with clients. And it's only in the last year that I added sexuality in as a separate one on its own because the number of times this wasn't necessarily an upfront thing, but that it would come up that this was one of the reasons that in their primary relationship or even in some cases with people not having a significant other, you know, we're seeing this huge thing happen right now where we have women that are in their late 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s, where they've been so focused on their careers and their business. They're not married. They don't have a primary relationship. And the same thing for men. Mm. You know, so I think that it's important from the get-go when we're doing work with clients to factor this in. So this way we're looking at this holistic approach, as I said.
Yeah. I like your holistic approach because you're doing way more than just services. You're really helping them with their life purpose and their happiness, like
exactly.
You mentioned. Yeah. So what are some of the specific challenges in your experience that men and women face?
Okay. So first, for women, I want to talk about the alpha versus beta concept for a bit. And I know, Martha, that's something that you like those terms. So
yeah,
let's
I do.
Imagine we put a random group of women together. The alpha woman in the group is going to be the one that's going to lead the conversation. Alphas by nature are associated with power and influence. By contrast, the beta in the group mm-hmm. is going to be more supportive, and they're going to be the ones that are going to be listening to other women. But here's the thing. Female leaders, whether you're an entrepreneur, you're an executive, or you're a manager, you're more likely to be an alpha than you are a beta. Or at least your personality type is going to lead you towards more likely being alpha dominant.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, is that many alpha women, they may be sexually dominant and aggressive. I don't have any doubt about that. But here's the thing. When it comes to heterosexual relationships, most women are more attracted to alpha men instead of beta men. And alpha women really aren't an exception to this. So on the sexuality side, here's what I see happening a lot. So I work with a lot of women who are in marriages or long-term relationships where they're with somebody that's a really alpha male and there's problems.
Yeah.
As a result, there's often high divorce rates, there's marital dissatisfaction, and so on. See, here's the thing. It's tough for a lot of women to do that transition from being an alpha at work to being beta or less alpha in the relationship. You can't just flip the switch and expect to change. And I've worked with a lot of women, as I said, who are in their 40s and 50s, and they're still single. Many of them say that they don't have time in their life for a man. And a lot of this comes from frustration because they're attracted to the alpha male. But when they get close to one, there's often friction because they're too aggressive. They can't overcome that friction, and they haven't come close to mastering how to balance the alpha and the beta within them. And then I don't know how much you're familiar with the concept of the goddess movement. You know, this is something that's growing. It's the idea of how to have it all and be a feminine feminist. And I think for a lot of younger generations of females, that's an attractive concept. But for a lot of women that are naturally alpha in their work,
yeah.
they kind of feel uncomfortable with that idea. They just yeah. want to work in business like men. You know, they want to be exactly the same, not this you know, almost woo-woo feeling to mm-hmm. what their presence is in business. Mm-hmm. And the spirituality side, I think, for women in business is a different one. See, here's the thing, is the female leader is almost always likely to be superwoman because they have to do all the traditional female things in their family and in their personal life, while in their work life, they have that more masculine role. And it feels like there's no time to do everything. So cuts have to be made and things end up getting done because it's urgent. It's right in front of them. So what happens here is that they either totally ignore spirituality or it becomes so low on their list, it becomes a someday thing that they don't do anything about. So that's woman and the challenges that I see as far as sexuality and spirituality goes.
Mm. Yeah, I totally agree with everything that you are sharing. I love it. You know, you are describing the alpha woman as the masculine and to me, the beta as more feminine, I guess.
Right, right. And it really is necessary, I think, for women especially who are more aggressive in their professional aspirations or if they run a business, to be able to learn how to do this balance. Mm. So, and the flip side of it, men now, Martha. Mm. So with men, both spirituality and sexuality issues, I think, come down to prioritization. There's always going to be things that come up and need to be taken care of. And here's the thing. This is something that I find really interesting. And I don't know in your work how much you've come across this. But see, with a lot of men, there's always going to be some specific struggles that can come up. It might be because they're just at the beginning stage of their career. They might be starting a new business or they might lose a business deal or something else. And here's what ends up happening on the sexuality side. If they're not getting consistent wins with work, sexual issues start to pop up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And here's the thing, though, is that a lot of the male clients I work with, they have successful female wives, girlfriends, or partners. Mm. So what happens is the man deals with some type of struggle, their partner isn't, and that gives them the shift of things going off balance. And this is something where I've actually had a couple, you know, I feel like sometimes I should be a sexologist or life coach. I've had some male clients mention to me that impotence becomes a problem. you know, they're struggling with their business. So they have struggles with their sexuality. So if you're a male and you have all this stuff going on, it becomes almost this downward spiral where they try and push things. And our tendency as humans is we don't want to have that. So what happens is instead of working through the issue and getting help for it, talking with the partner about it, they just give up on sex, and sexuality becomes something that becomes a zero or one for them. And then here's the thing is, even when work or finances or whatever starts to get better, there's self-doubt. Okay. Yeah. It's hard to go from a place of things being bad and you have had these issues that have cut sexuality out of your life. And then all of a sudden those issues are gone. Okay. Yeah. So I've had some male clients that they're doing really well now, but they had years of struggle with getting their business going, and they may not have had sex for several years going back to whenever it was that they were struggling. And another thing as well too, on the spirituality side for men, unless spirituality is part of what their work is all about, I often feel that they don't think it's important enough to be prioritized.
I agree with you. Men are just so focused, you know, generally. And so they can't think laterally, including work-life balance. They have difficulties understanding what that means. I also like what you shared about how they sometimes are their biggest enemy. They have self-doubt. And even though they're good, or, you know, they just have one problem, they go into this downward spiral.
Right. Right. And it's easier just to cut this something out, because if you're trying to get things on track in other areas of your life, cutting out the things that aren't working that you may not at that time see as a priority, that becomes really easy to do. And there's also the stubbornness of some men too on that issue too, I think. So.
Also, there's this like, why fix something if it's not broken? So when they leave something down in the list of priority, it doesn't happen immediately, and over time it really starts to tip things off balance.
So right, exactly.
So we've just been talking about the challenges men and women face at work, and we'll come back for more.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together, we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha. I'm a sexologist and my company is called Eros Coaching. You can find me on eroscoaching.com. You are listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends right now by sending them the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, your friends will be able to listen to our show without needing to download any app. And this is very useful, especially if you have an Android and it's not very compatible with many other kinds of applications. So share it now and your friends will love it. You are with Eros Evolution, and today we are talking about how your sexuality and spirituality is an important part of who you are, especially and including if you're an entrepreneur or a business person. We have with us Sharon Hayes, and as she's mentioned just now, she's been in business for 25 years, having started dozens of companies, and basically her company Front Space helps me with all my IT stuff when it comes to running our email campaigns or social media. She helps me with all that, building audiences. And so if you're interested in her work, go to frontspace.com. Just before the break, we were talking about the challenges that men and women face when it comes to their sexuality and spirituality. So let's explore a little bit more to understand why is it that some of these people are more resistant when it comes to their spirituality. Besides it being a low priority, is there any other reasons, Sharon?
Yeah, well, low priority is top of the list. See, here's what I see happen time and again. Everything that someone needs to do gets scheduled in their work life. That gets put in their calendar. Then there's all these other things that come up, the ad hoc things, the urgent things, and so on. Then there's the fixed date things outside of work that you can't reschedule. For example, going to a wedding and things like that. And here's the thing. When I talk with leaders, I often hear from them that there's more important things for them to do than take the time for spirituality in their lives. Mm-hmm. And when you talk with a lot of leaders, for example, about meditation, they'll laugh. Mm-hmm. That's not for them. That's for other people. Mm-hmm. See, I think that part of the resistance and the lack of desire to prioritize it is they see spirituality as being something woo-woo, you know, that's out there, that it's something nuts do, that it's not something we all need to have within our lives. Mm-hmm. And although spirituality can be woo, it doesn't need to be. Spirituality is just about connecting with something outside of yourself and taking the time to shut down the outside world and having this form of reconnection. So I guess a lot of the resistance is because they don't really understand. They know they have this void, that something isn't right, but they don't understand exactly what spirituality is and what the benefits that they can gain from taking the time and making the effort to incorporate spirituality into your life.
So this resistance actually comes from not understanding.
I believe so. I believe so.
Any other resistance that you can think of based on your experience?
I think, you know, going back to this idea of what spirituality represents, and especially to you, when you get away, you know, okay, here's one thing. When spirituality can be a lot, you know, can be many things depending on who you are. Mm-hmm. When it comes to spirituality being about something that's organized religion, for example, if you're a Christian and you go to church, or if you're Jewish and you go to synagogue, that's not seen as a bad thing. When spirituality isn't associated with an organized religion, that's where things get a little tricky because there's a reluctance to talk about it. You know, it's hard to envision your typical CEO or executive or owner of a growing business talking about their meditation practice while them talking about going to church on Sundays. That's not so difficult. But what's happening with it is, I think, you know, as an increasing number of people especially are moving away from organized religion, there's more of this void that's happening. You know, that before it was typical that most people believed and practiced something. And now we're seeing this big shift where spirituality isn't necessarily about religion. It's about something bigger. Martha, I'm curious, what's your definition of spirituality?
Spirituality, I love how you said it just now. I couldn't have said it better, which is connecting with something outside of yourself. To me, spirituality means connecting with divine, with something bigger than yourself, the sense of I am one with the universe kind of feeling.
Exactly.
So not necessarily religion. And we can find it from just going within ourselves, because we come from God, we are God, you know, a part of God is in us. Whatever
right.
God means to different people, higher power, the universe. And we have it inside us all the time. We don't necessarily have to go seeking far, far away, although some people want to go on some kind of like vision quest.
Exactly. Sorry, I turned the tables on you.
No,
turning,
it's fine.
Being a guest into you, questioning you.
No, I appreciate you asking that, because maybe I don't even talk about it myself sometimes to listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that.
Mm.
So, you know, one thing is, you know, we've talked about, I've mentioned about this void that people feel, and it might be helpful for me to look a little at the benefits that, you know, when we talk, going back to, you know, balancing and making sure that everything is going to be at an optimal level when you're rating your life areas from 1 to 10. So when I work with clients that don't prioritize sexuality and spirituality in their lives, they're always aware of this. It's not something that they don't know. And they know that there's that void in their lives. They feel that void. But here's the interesting thing. When I talk with them about this, they often don't draw the link between those two things. They don't realize why they feel this void. You know, I asked you about your definition of spirituality just to make sure we were on the same page. And it's this lack of connection with something outside of ourselves that I think causes this void. And here's the thing on the benefit side. See, stress is a huge problem for most of today's business leaders. I mean, it's a problem for everybody today.
Yeah.
The demands on us are growing. And here's the thing, is the cost of stress on both our health as well as lost productivity is huge. Mm. But when you look at people that manage to keep balance in their lives by making the time for spirituality and sexuality, they often have significantly lower stress levels. So what ends up happening is they're more healthy and they're more productive. So there's some irony here. People, and this is both men and women, they relegate spirituality and sexuality to the bottom of their priority list because they don't have the time for it. But if they made the time, they'd see gains in their productivity and they'd see improvement in their health. So they'd actually have more time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it is. You know, it is. You know, my clients who are not happy because they are just not active in their lives. They come home, they collapse in front of the TV. I say, you know, exercise. And then they look at me like I'm crazy. And then I say, no, you know, I don't mean like vigorous exercise, because that's going to put more stress on your body. Just have a walk, and that's what your body needs, and you actually have more energy. I think we know that. It's just that we don't do it. I love what you said just now about how your clients are always aware of the void. We always know what's missing. We just need someone to mirror it back to us.
Exactly. And that reminds me too, when I was mentioning the life areas, I forgot to mention health. Health is a significant one. And here's the thing is, you know, I'm sure for most people listening to this, you're familiar with the benefits of exercise and eating better. But you can, by making sure to get this prioritization of sexuality and spirituality in your life, you get many of the same benefits that you do from exercising and from eating better.
Yeah, definitely. We need to have this holistic approach, like you mentioned.
Right. Exactly. So I guess then the next question is, what we can do to get and keep this balance.
Yeah, that's right. So just briefly, what are the benefits that can be derived based on your experience in maintaining this balance?
So like I said, you know, they end up getting more time within their lives because of this. Another big thing is that they find, you know, okay, here's something that two little things that I do personally is every day at the start of each day, I take 20 minutes to look over. I don't look at my computer. I have a Moleskine journal and I look over what I want to do that day. And I just spend time in reflection and what is important for me. And for me, that's one of the ways I connect with spirituality. When I don't do this, I find my day so much more challenging. Okay. So by starting off your day with some type of incorporation of spirituality, I think it sort of sets the pace for everything else within your day. Mm-hmm. And the same thing I like to do at the end of every day, I make a gratitude list. And this is something I started about 7 or 8 years ago. And I do it probably 6 times a week. I don't do it every single day. I do it before bed. I write a list of the 5 things that happened that day that I'm grateful for. And for me, again, that's part of my spirituality and this connection, because often they're little things that happened, but it reminds me to get outside of myself.
Yeah, great. So I just want to clarify, you say you do the gratitude at least 6 times a week. Is it at night or in the day?
The gratitude I do at night.
At night. 5 things you're grateful for, and you try to not repeat them with the previous day or like with the entire list or...
You know, it varies. It varies. Like, for example, coffee is on my list at least once a week. I love coffee. So, but you know, it's just taking the time to reflect. And you know, with doing this before sleep, I'm able to sleep so much better. My quality of sleep is so much better than when I don't do that. Because you're going to sleep focusing on good.
Yeah, good. I used to have this bad habit of reflecting on all the things I didn't do well that day. Yeah. So more about Sharon's tips after this break.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meet. We are into our last segment of today's show, and we have Sharon Hayes, and she's a serial entrepreneur. We are talking about how we can integrate sexuality and spirituality into our lives, whether you're an entrepreneur executive or just somebody who works somewhere. Anyway, Sharon Hayes can be found on Sharon Hayes, that's HAYES.com. That's her personal blog. And before the break, we were beginning to talk about some specific steps that you can take to keep your balance in your life when it comes to maintaining your sexuality and spirituality. So two of the things that Sharon already started to share was the first one, which is to spend 20 minutes in the morning reflecting on your day. It's her way of connecting with spirituality, and I really think that's fantastic because you take the time to take care of yourself and to go deeper within yourself, what feels right for you to do and accomplish that day. The second thing that she does is she has a gratitude list that she does in the evenings mostly, and she writes down 5 things that she's grateful for 6 times a week. So are there any other tips that you have, Sharon?
Yeah, I have a lot. One thing I want to mention, I prefer writing with pen and paper. You know, there's something for me personally with the process of writing that helps me connect. But for those of you that are always connected with a phone, there's actually applications. You can download a lot of free different applications to keep that gratitude journal so that it's something that could be in your phone and with you wherever you are. So that's just a little suggestion for listeners. So one thing that's, you know, let's circling back to the benefits where we talked about reduction of stress, that you're having this void becoming full. So it's important to realize the benefits, because if you don't understand the benefits, you're never going to prioritize sexuality and spirituality into your life. Yeah. So first, realize the benefits, even if you haven't experienced it yet yourself. At least realize that the more you work at it, the more beneficial it's going to be for you. Mm-hmm. When it comes to spirituality, I think that what a lot of people have a problem with is that you need to start off identifying what spirituality means to you on a personal level. For some people, it might be about organized religion, and it might be about furthering your learning. For others, like I gave the example for me, it's a reflection and then the gratitude journal. It could be about meditating or just making space in your life to reflect. So you can answer the question, what things can you do to incorporate spirituality into your own life? When it comes to sexuality, I think it's somewhat similar in that it's very personal. I can't tell individuals what they need to do, but some clients I've worked with have added things into their routine, like scheduling a date night every week with their partner. So on that date night, they have a babysitter for their kids. They turn off the phone. They're not connected to anybody but their partner. They dress in a way that makes them feel desirable and better about themselves. And I've heard of people that they feel more sexually connected just by wearing sexier underwear. So answer the question, what can you do that makes you feel more connected, sexually speaking? And then for men and women who might be having sexual dysfunction issues. I sent so many people to Martha's site when this comes up.
Yeah, thank you. She has
a ton of information that's really helpful in some programs. But on that side, it could be as simple as figuring out strategies so that you disconnect before any type of intimacy, so you aren't bringing your work issues into the bedroom with you. And that brings to another issue, is that dialogue is really important. You know, if you're having some type of bigger issue, talk with your partner about it. Let them know what you're struggling with and how they can help make things better for the two of you. And then go back to scheduling. Before you start to dump business meetings into your calendar, schedule in stone your commitments for spirituality and sexuality. I think on the spirituality side especially, it's important that you have a daily routine. You know, that you're doing the same thing every day so that automatically over time it becomes natural for you. Here's an example of something I want to share. One of my clients is Orthodox Jew, and he had left working for someone else to start his own business. And before, when he was working for someone else, he worked set hours and he used to go to synagogue every morning, but he had to stop when he started his business. because the synagogue had been near where he worked, and that was far from him, and because of lack of time, he wasn't able to go every day, and he felt a lot of guilt because of this. He was aware of this. But what we worked out for him is that every morning he'd spend 15 minutes at home with the Torah, and that one small change made a huge difference in his life.
Yeah. Great. Fantastic.
So it's a matter of figuring out in both areas what it means for you and then setting the time.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not on your calendar when you're a busy person, and make sure that it's not something that you can change around because something else comes up. That's a key as well, too.
Yeah. I think we don't appreciate the importance of setting certain routines and rituals into our lives, because as entrepreneurs, we have so many things going around us, and we want to get so many things accomplished, including executives, of course, and we don't appreciate how important it is to calm down our nervous system, to have certain set stones in place so that it really anchors us to what's really important, and which is to not lose our sense of self in the midst of all this chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's, you know, going back, you know, circling on the benefits and incorporating, you know, certain behaviors into your routine. So one client that I worked with a couple of years ago, this was kind of interesting, that he is agnostic, so he's not involved with any type of organized religion. And he started meditating every morning. And after doing this for about 2 months, he turned around and he told me that people were starting to tell him how much calmer he was speaking with them, and he was starting to listen more.
Great.
And he had no idea that this was going to happen because of meditation.
Yeah, you know, our inner self reflects the outer self. So if we feel more centered and grounded inside, then it shows. And there's also the accumulative effect that starts to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So coming back to the steps and benefits of maintaining this balance when it comes to our spirituality and sexuality, I love what Sharon shared about us asking ourselves rather than just, you know, getting tips from her. So, you know, she speaks exactly like a coach, which is to keep asking yourself how you can incorporate spirituality into your life, how you can incorporate sexuality in your life. So start by asking yourself these questions. It's up to you to define what sexuality and spirituality is for you.
Exactly.
Fantastic. This are so important. Sometimes we just get swept with what everybody else is saying, and we forget what's really important for ourselves.
Right, right. Like, for example, meditation, you know, to be honest, I can't meditate. It's something that I just don't like doing, but I enjoy my quiet time with a pen and paper. For me, that provides the same outlet that meditation does for many other people.
And for some people, you know, they think that meditation means sitting down and emptying their brain. You know, and meditation comes in many forms. There's walking meditation, and perhaps what you're doing is already a form of meditation because you're doing it in the form of words, writing meditation, you know. So that's what works for you, and all of us have just to figure out what works for us as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm very intrigued about what you shared about the alpha and beta balance. I totally agree with you because I see this in my work all the time. When it comes to the female listeners, so what advice would you have for them in maintaining this balance?
Well, the first thing is that I really suggest by, again, thinking what makes you feel more feminine. I mentioned underwear earlier. And you know what? Wearing sexy lingerie, I think, is one of the easiest things we could do to reconnect with our feminine side. And it doesn't take a lot of effort to do it. Another thing is there's a temptation to get home from the office, and that we move, you know, from when I was saying before about the t-shirt and the sweatpants because it's comfortable. So here's the thing. I challenge you instead, focus on when you get home from work, what makes you feel sexy to wear, and wear something that you're going to feel sexy in. Don't just go for comfort. because ultimately you're going to actually feel a lot better this way. And another thing is that when you aren't at work, try to keep yourself out of alpha mode. Learn to surrender a little more and release yourself. Allow yourself to be led outside of work. And the key here is to remember, you don't need to be superwoman to have it all. Okay? You don't need to always be in the leadership role. And here's one other thing too. I mentioned a few times about people being single people when it comes to ambition. For single women, I get that there can be a lot of additional challenges. So consider this. What type of men do you normally date? What type of men are you interested in? I've seen a lot of alpha friends and clients of mine that are unable to move away from this alpha, struggle with relationships, and then they started to realize, you know what? They needed to find men who were more in touch with their beta side. Okay. So another thing as well too is an interesting thing that I've seen happen is reconnect with the non-work interests that you have. What things excite you outside of business? It's interesting, but I've noticed that for single women, when they start to develop and engage in passions outside of work, they start to attract more men. And I mentioned earlier about how alpha women tend to lead conversations. So outside of work, allow yourself to spend more time listening and move into that nurturing role. So those are some ideas that I had.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And we've run out of time. So thanks, Sharon, again for being on this show. And you can find her on metribe.com. Next week, we will have Laura Doe. She's another friend of mine. And she'll be talking about the art and science of female arousal. So tune in to Eros Evolution next week.
Thanks, Martha.
Thank you.